I'm Jim Stevenson. Welcome to The Game Room.
México, Peru, Colombia y Argentina, Uruguay, Brasil, Costa Rica y
The World Cup is in full swing. Fans from across the globe continue to arrive in Russia, many visiting for the first time. They're making long journeys from South America, Africa, and Asia. Many Russians say the fans have already transformed their home cities. Moscow has become a global mosaic of celebration. The streets around the Kremlin, heavily guarded and snowbound for much of the year, have been transformed with Latin passion and African rhythm. These fans are from Colombia, Egypt, and Mexico.
Everything is new for us. It's new culture, it's new language, and it's very difficult the communication, but we are very excited.
The people are very nice, and it looks very nice.
We are all united, Americans, Europeans, Asians, everyone united.
The locals have not seen anything like it.
Everybody is so friendly to each other. This is an atmosphere of festivity. It's an extraordinary event, much cooler than New Year.
Some have traveled to Russia even though their own countries have not qualified, like 12-year-old Abdul Jabbar from Sudan.
Hello, we are here in Moscow. The weather is wonderful.
Nigerians living in Russia put on a welcoming party for their traveling supporters.
We are going to win the cup. I'm optimistic.
They party to the fullest. Experience what it means by bringing all Nigerians together. They like grooving.
And there are thousands of World Cup volunteers on hand to help visitors, like Spanish-speaking Yulia, eager to ensure it's a smooth tournament.
There are no impossible situations. You just have to calm down for a second, think, and solve.
Pensar y resolver.
The World Cup is a festival of global cultures as well as football. But diversity is not always welcomed. World Cup organizer FIFA fined Russia's football union $30,000 last month after its fans aimed racist chants at black players in a match against France, an amount labeled pitiful by anti-racism campaigners. Pierre Apouar is head of the Anti-Racism Fair Network.
We see far-right nationalists active inside football stadiums. We see overt acts of racism that have been displayed inside stadiums quite rife. So Russian football, for many people, has been a no-go area.
Aziz Kamara migrated to St. Petersburg from the African nation of Mali and plays for local football team FC Maxima. He believes fans have little to fear.
Before I came to Russia, I heard a lot of people talking about racism here. They were telling me this is still a very closed country and a hard one to live in. When I came here, I saw that's the opposite. I was welcomed here.
British lawmakers have warned fans against overt displays of the English flag, fearing an echo of the violence between English and Russian fans in France back in 2016. Authorities warn they will not tolerate racism or hooliganism, and most Russians say they're looking forward to welcoming so many different cultures to their country.
I don't want to say I didn't think I could do it, but I knew that it was going to be that much more difficult. And to finally to do it, it's much more gratifying the second time. I can really appreciate.
American Brooks Koepka has become the first repeat U.S. Open champion in 29 years, delivering a classic performance with discipline, grit, and clutch putting in the major golf tournament that aims to be a stiff test of golf. And Shinnecock Hills in New York severely tested the field. Koepka studied the trophy last year, and this year, he'll see his name twice.
I looked at all these names a million times, it felt like, last year. Just looking at everybody, and, you know, to have my name on there twice is pretty incredible, and to go back-to-back is even more extraordinary.
At age 28, he's aiming for more major titles.
My second major is cool. You know, hopefully there will be, you know, a few more.
Koepka also won for the second straight year on Father's Day, establishing a bit of a new family tradition.
Yeah, 2 years in a row, I haven't gotten him anything than last year. So Next year, I'm not going to get them anything either. It might bring some good luck.
The U.S. Open this year will also be remembered for controversy. As veteran Phil Mickelson hit his putt too hard on the 13th hole Saturday, he then swatted the ball back toward the hole while it was still rolling. Many thought he should have been disqualified for the intentional rule violation, but it was also a determination from the rule book that kept him in the tournament and created a bit of distraction from the rest of the event. The PGA Tour rolls on as many players have made it to the Travelers Championship in Cromwell, Connecticut. Each year, it's a story of veterans holding off a fresh crop of rising stars. Contributor George McNeely tells us about one.
We've all known a college graduate or two getting acclimated to the workforce. It's a ritual in life. But when that youngster is two-time individual Big Ten champion Nick Hardy beginning his quest as a professional golfer, well, that generates some added attention and all the pressure that comes with it.
Yeah, I mean, it's a different level. I think the level of college golf at the top is really strong. I don't think it's very far off, honestly. Experiencing those 4 years that I did in Illinois and what we accomplished definitely helps.
Last week, Hardy finished 7 under par in his first 4 rounds as a pro golfer at the Web.com's Rust-Oleum Championship in suburban Chicago. This week, he enters the PGA Tour on a sponsor exemption at the Travelers Championship, and he knows where he needs to improve.
Par 5s. I was just 1 under on him. Yeah, if you want to win this tournament, you got to be better than 10 under on these. So there, I think that's the difference right there where I was. I mean, compared to the field, the leaders at. I just think the par 5 scoring was atrocious.
The University of Illinois standout will enjoy a couple of sponsor exemptions on the PGA Tour with another Web.com tournament in between. It all begins this week in Cromwell, Connecticut.
I'm really excited. I got good opportunities coming up. Travelers in 2 weeks and then Lincoln and then John Deere. So I got great opportunities. I'm just going to get myself as ready as I can.
And when asked about being under the microscope right out of the gate, Nick Hardy was quick to tell me, hey, I chose this job. For VOA Sports from TPC River Highlands in Cromwell, Connecticut at the Travelers Championship, I'm George McNeely.
Republican and Democratic lawmakers took to the field last week for the annual Congressional Charity Baseball Game. It fell on the first anniversary of a shooting spree at a practice last year that almost killed U.S. House Majority Whip Steve Scalise. Usually members of Congress spar inside the U.S. Capitol building, but once a year, the Republicans and Democrats get to do it on the baseball field, like Republican Trent Kelly of Mississippi.
It's bipartisan, except we're trying to win and they're trying to win. Trust me, it's bipartisan until we get on the field, much like the floor, and then we have our differences, but we're friends before, friends after.
This year's annual congressional baseball game took on special meaning after last year's shooting. Congressman Trent Kelly was mindful that Steve Scalise suffered life-threatening injuries and still walks with a cane.
We won't let terrorists or people who have evil in their hearts stop us from doing the things that we love in America. So it's great to be here and great to show people we won't cower.
The two officers who returned fire during the attack received special mention at the beginning of the game. Scalise wore a U.S. Capitol Police baseball cap to honor them.
And to see Steve come out this year, to be back on his feet, it's a great thing. We're all pulling for him. On this field, before we start to play ball, we're all members of Congress and we all like each other. Once we go for that first pitch, the Democrats are out to win.
That's Nanette Diaz-Barragan, a Democrat from California, one of 3 female members of Congress on the roster this year. The event dates back to 1909, but this game marks 25 years since women first took to the field. Proceeds from the special baseball game go to support charities that help children and families in the local Washington area. The Game Room opens with new stories each week, or play anytime on voanews.com.